This is the fifth annual report on LA by the Pat Brown Institute of Public Policy at Cal State Los Angeles. They indicated that the bleak nature of the healthcare, housing, and economic situation will continue next year. Economist Jack Kaiser says that the unemployment rate will continue to be high in 2010. LA faces major hurdles in attracting business in most industries.
Almost every major sector got hammered. Tourism, a huge employer. People are not traveling. Businesses cut back on business travel, business shows. International trade has fallen off the table. You look at the apparel industry, they've lost a lot of jobs. Our tech sector is sort of holding on, but we have challenges out there, and sometimes we don't understand where these challenges come from. I think my greatest frustration is that we have this incredible economic base, but we don't know how to manage the thing. We need to be very, very innovative, and if we do, then we can generate good quality jobs that have benefits. And so this, we've got to get a little bit more savvy about economic development.
The report also points out that many of these unemployed are also uninsured. USC professor Dr. Michael Cossonau says that LA has a huge stake in the outcome of the national healthcare debate.
Not only because of the unique problems that we're facing here, but also because of the impact that this will have on the economy. So I think, personally, and the reason I think it's an important topic, and I agree with Jack, where people need a job, is one of the solutions, I think, is looking at the expansion of the healthcare system here in Los Angeles, and the growth in jobs that could come from that is an important outcome that's really not being talked about too much in this debate.
On the issue of foreclosures, the city will buy out foreclosed homes through the Neighborhood Restabilization Plan. They will rehabilitate homes and give them to residents in need of supportive housing. Dr. Bill Pitkin thinks LA is more accommodating to renters.
It's important to remember the city of Los Angeles, despite the image of being a paradise of single-family homes, really is a renter city. In the city, about 60% of households are renters. And so another trend is housing instability, and really the ultimate expression of that is homelessness.
The city is working to house homeless in permanent housing, as opposed to shelters, after its effectiveness was reported by a United Way study. The study will be made public by the Pat Brown Institute in November. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.